praise God, we can be online tonight for our evening worship.
再一次感谢神，我们可以在这里在线上一同聚会。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus be with everyone.
愿主耶稣所赐的平安喜乐与大家同在。
During our Bible reading this week, we read a couple of Psalms, and now we are reading the book of Amos.
在这礼拜的读经进度，我们读到了一些诗篇，也读到了阿摩斯书。
Now, because next week we have our spiritual convocation, tonight might be the only opportunity to talk about the book of Amos.
因为下礼拜是我们的灵恩会，所以今天可能是最后一次可以讲解阿摩斯书的机会。
So this evening, I would like to share the topic, grieve for the affliction of Joseph.
今天晚上我想分享的主题是为约瑟的苦难忧伤。
So we typically think about grieving as a negative emotion.
我们常常会觉得说悲伤是一个非常消极的情绪。
Right. It's something that we would rather avoid.
是一个我们常常宁愿去避免的一个事情。
Right. Because usually,we grieve because we experience some kind of loss.
因为通常是因为我们经历了某些损失，然后我们就会变得悲伤和难过。
Okay. So sometimes, we don't want to have sorrow. We don't want to grieve.
所以我们常常会避免一个悲伤的情绪。
Okay. However, there's a verse in the book of Amos that reminds us to actually...actively grieve.
可是在阿摩斯书中有一个提醒，鼓励我们能够积极的悲伤。
Let's turn to Amos chapter 6.
让我们翻到阿摩斯书第六章第六节。
Amos chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Amos chapter 6, verse 6.
阿摩斯书第六章第六节。
Who drink wine from bowls and anoint yourselves with the best ointments, but are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
阿摩斯书第六章第六节，以大碗喝酒，用上等的油抹身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
Tonight we want to study what this verse means.
今天晚上我们一起来学习这段经文的意思。
And then we can also reflect on our own faith.
我们可以为我们的信仰来做一个反思。
And to see if we are actively grieving for the afflictions of Joseph too.
来看看我们是不是有主动的来为约瑟的苦难而忧伤。
So, the book of Amos, actually is talking about a time in the history of the Israelites when they were very prosperous.
在阿摩斯书的年代其实是以色列非常一个兴旺的一个年代。
But unfortunately, during this prosperity, they committed a lot of wickedness, a lot of injustice, and forgot about God.
可是在这段非常兴旺的时代，以色列人做了很多邪恶的事。
And therefore, God spoke through the prophet Amos to remind the Israelites of what they are missing.
因此，主借由阿摩斯这个先知来对以色列人讲解提醒。
Because even though they physically were so prosperous, but spiritually they were very poor.
因为在物质上，以色列人虽然非常兴旺，可是他们在灵性非常的差。
So, God, amongst many things, God wants them also to grieve for the affliction of Joseph.
所以在灵性的非多方面来说，神希望以色列人在灵性上来为忧瑟来忧伤。
So, what does this mean?
这代表什么呢？
This.Requires us to review some of Joseph's story.
要了解这个故事，我们就要来回顾一下约瑟的故事。
Okay. Let's now turn to Genesis chapter 37.
那我们翻到创世纪第37章。
Genesis chapter 37.
创世纪第37章。
Let's read verse
3. 第三节。
Genesis chapter 37 verse 3.
创世纪37章第三节。
Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children, because he was the son of his old age. Also, he made him a tunic of many colors.
创世纪第37章第三节，以色列原来爱约瑟，过于爱他的众子，因为约瑟是他年老生的，他给约瑟做了一件彩衣。
Joseph was the son of Jacob, or also known as Israel.
约瑟是雅各，也就是以色列所最喜欢的一个儿子。
And Joseph, he was also the son of his beloved wife, Rachel.
他同时也是雅各的爱妻拉结的儿子。
Also, it was his son in his old age.
因为约瑟是雅各年老所生的。
So because of all these factors, he especially favored him.
因为这些缘故，所以约瑟成为了以色列最喜欢的儿子。
And even especially made him a tunic of many colors.
还特别为约瑟做了一件彩衣。
We know back in ancient times, to have clothes that is different colors, many colors, is not easy.
我们知道在古时候要有一件衣服非常多颜色是非常不容易的。
So this was definitely something very special.
所以这是因为很特别的一个人才有这样特别的一件衣服。
So having this special tunic made his brothers jealous of him.
因为这件特别的彩衣让约瑟的兄弟们非常嫉妒约瑟。
Let's read verse 4.
那我们继续读第四节。
Chapter 37, verse 4.
创世纪37章第四节。
But when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him and could not speak peaceably to him.
第四节，约瑟的哥哥们见父亲爱约瑟过于爱他们，就恨约瑟，不与他说和睦的话。
Already there was a type of sibling rivalry between Joseph and his brothers.
所以这个时候，在约瑟的兄弟之间就有一个兄弟间的仇恨了。
But to make it things worse, Joseph later had a couple of dreams.
可是更糟糕的，约瑟后来做了一个梦。
And one of the dreams was about how there were 12 sheaves in the field.
其中一个梦是讲到说，在禾场里的禾捆是向约瑟来下拜的。
Yeah, and then Joseph's sheaf stood upright, and then the brothers' sheaves stood all around and bowed down to Joseph's sheaf.
约瑟的禾捆是站着的，可是约瑟兄弟的禾捆是围着他，约瑟的禾捆来下拜的。
Another dream he had was about seeing the sun, moon, and 11 stars bowing down to him.
约瑟另外一个梦就是关于太阳、月亮和11颗星星都向约瑟 来下拜。
All of these were from God.
这些都是神的话语。
But Joseph, he told his family about these dreams, and the brothers hated him even more.
可是约瑟把这些梦的内容跟他们哥哥讲了，他的哥哥就越发的恨约瑟。
So all these factors started Joseph's affliction.
因为这些方面的原因，这其实是约瑟苦难开始的地方。
Now when we continue to read Joseph's story,
当我们继续读约瑟的故事的时候，
we actually find that Joseph's story is actually very similar to Jesus' story.
我们会发现约瑟的故事其实看起来很像耶稣的故事。
So when in the book of Amos, God wants us to grieve for the affliction of Joseph.
Actually,
it's a prefiguration for us to also grieve for the afflictions of Jesus Christ.
在阿摩斯书中，先知们要以色列人为约瑟的苦难而忧伤，这其实预表着约瑟的苦难就是耶稣的苦难。
So, in what way is Joseph's story like Jesus?
所以在哪些方面，约瑟的故事其实就是主耶稣基督的故事呢？
Actually, we already mentioned a couple of points already.
我们其实已经提到了几点。
Joseph was the beloved son of Jacob.
我们提到约瑟是雅各最喜爱的儿子。
This is just like how Jesus is the only son and the beloved son of God the Father.
这就跟主耶稣是神唯一的儿子。
And God's beloved son too.
是神所最爱的爱子。
We also already mentioned Joseph was hated and envied.
我们也提到约瑟是被约瑟的兄弟所憎恨的。
And this is just like how Jesus was hated and envied by the Jews who were his own countrymen.
就跟耶稣基督被他自己的犹太同胞所憎恨、所嫉妒的一个样子。
Now, as we read chapter 37,
那我们继续读创世纪三十七章。
We know one time Jacob sent Joseph to bring some food to his brothers.
我们继续读就会知道雅各有一次送约瑟去替他的兄弟们送食物。
Or to see how they were doing, right?
或者是让约瑟去看看他的兄弟在做什么。
And when the brothers saw Joseph, then they started to plot against him.
当约瑟的兄长看到约瑟的时候，就约瑟的兄长就开始计划来谋害。约瑟。
Originally, they wanted to kill Joseph.
一开始，约瑟的兄长想要把约瑟杀了。
But later, he was spared, but still sold into slavery.
之后，他却被卖去当奴隶。
Okay. And the price for his life was 20 shekels.
约瑟被卖了二十舍克勒的银子。
This is in verse 28.
这在创世纪37章第28节。
This is a great betrayal. These were his own brothers, and they sold him to slavery.
这是一个来自他兄长的一个很大的一个背叛。
But in the same way, Jesus was betrayed by his own countrymen too.
这就跟主耶稣基督被他自己的人所背叛的一样。
This time, it was by one of his closest disciples, and for 30 pieces of silver.
因为主耶稣基督被他的其中一个门徒为了三十克色克勒银子而出卖。
Now let's go to Genesis chapter 39.
让我们继续翻到创世纪第三十九章。
Genesis chapter 39.
创世纪第三十九章。
In this chapter, we see Joseph's already in Egypt.
三十九章提到约瑟已经到了埃及。
And we can see how Joseph was a very diligent and also upright person.
所以我们看到约瑟是一个义人。
We know that eventually Potiphar's wife tried to seduce him.
我们知道他主人的妇人想要去引诱他。
But Joseph said, how can I do such a great wickedness and sin against God?
可是约瑟说，我怎么行那么大的恶呢，来得罪神。
So this is prefigures the righteousness of Jesus Christ as well.
这跟主耶稣基督没有罪是个义人是一样的。
Right? The New Testament tells us that Jesus was tempted just like we are.
在新约圣经也谈到主耶稣基督如何被魔鬼所引诱。
He's tempted just like we are, but he did not sin.
主耶稣基督虽然被引诱，可是他并没有犯罪。
So in the same way, Joseph was tempted, but he did not sin.
在创世纪也谈到说，约瑟虽然被引诱了，可是他却没有犯罪。
Later, Joseph was accused for something he did not do.
之后，约瑟又因为了他没有做的事情而被了指控。
Right, and he was innocent, but then thrown into prison.
约瑟是无罪的，可是他被下到监牢里。
And this reminds us of what happened to Jesus Christ too.
这也提醒了我们主耶稣基督所发生的事情。
The Jews came, they came with a lot of false witnesses to make accusations against Jesus.
那时候的犹太人因为很多假见证来指控主耶稣基督。
Right, and then Jesus was then sentenced to death.
然后主耶稣基督被定了死罪。
So when Joseph was thrown into prison, he spent a lot of time there.
当约瑟被下到监牢里，他待了很久的一段时间。
If you do some calculations, it seems like it was about 13 years.
如果我们算一算时间，大概会是13年。
And so this was a long period full of suffering.
我们算一算，这是一个很长一段很痛苦的一生。
And this was during the prime of his life, too.
而且这是在约瑟壮年的时候发生的事情。
And so in the same way, Jesus Christ was on this earth, and the Bible says he was a man of sorrows.
就跟主耶稣在世上的时候谈到说主耶稣是一个忧伤的人。
And he also lived a life full of sufferings.
或者一个苦难的生活。
Of course, ultimately suffering on the cross for us.
最后在十字架上受了苦难。
So I think we can see there's a lot of different similarities between Joseph and Jesus.
所以我们可以看到在约瑟的故事和主耶稣的故事中有很多相似的地方。
Whatever Joseph was afflicted with, Jesus was as well.
当约瑟所遭到的患难，其实主耶稣基督也有遭到的。
But later, Joseph was exalted.
可是之后约瑟被提升为宰相。
In prison, Joseph met with a cupbearer and also the baker.
在狱中，约瑟遇到一个为王端酒杯的人和一个厨师。
And later, after interpreting the dreams, we can see that the butler, right, the cupbearer was able to remember that Joseph interpreted his dream.
之后，约瑟替这两个管家和为王端酒杯的人解梦。之后，这两个人想到了约瑟。
And so the chief butler remembered Joseph. And then that was when Joseph was able to interpret a dream for the Pharaoh.
王的管家想起了约瑟，让约瑟可以来帮王来解梦。
To interpret how there were seven cows looking fine and fat, and then seven very poor and ugly and skinny cows.
梦的内容是有七只肥牛和七只非常瘦的牛。
And then eventually the skinny cows ate up the first seven, the fat cows.
可是之后很瘦的牛却把七只肥牛给吃掉了。
So later Joseph was able to interpret it, talking about how there would be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine.
这提到了这解梦的内容就是提到了未来将有七年兴旺的年，可是会有七年的灾荒。
So eventually, Joseph was able to be exalted as the prime minister of the land.
所以之后约瑟被提升了为首相。
This prefigures the exaltation of Jesus Christ too.
这预表着主耶稣基督的一个提升。
Right. That after Jesus suffered and died, God has raised him, God has exalted him and has elevated his name above all names.
当主耶稣在十字架上受了苦难，神将主耶稣基督提升。
Okay. And so it turns out that Joseph's suffering was all for a purpose.
所以看起来约瑟的苦难其实都有一个原因的。
Right, God sent Joseph to Egypt And even though he suffered, it was actually the way that God was going to use to save the other family members of Israel.
所以约瑟虽然受了很多苦难, 被送到埃及去, 可是最终的目的是以色列全家可以得救。
In the same way, Jesus was in this world, suffered for us, but all of it was for the purpose of also saving us.
而主耶稣在十字架上受难, 就是为了世人能够得拯救。
Now, during the time of the famine, we know the brothers eventually went to Egypt to find food.
之后我们知道在饥荒的时候, 约瑟的兄弟到了埃及去寻找食物。
This prefigures the spiritual poverty that we have when we go to Jesus Christ.
这其实预表着我们在灵性上会有一个饥荒来寻求主耶稣基督。
And eventually, Joseph provided for them and also forgave them.
最后，约瑟替他的兄长提供了食物。
In the same way, Jesus Christ saves our life and also has forgiven us.
就跟主耶稣基督拯救了我们的灵命一样。
So there's so many different parallels between the life of Joseph and the life of Jesus Christ.
所以在约瑟的一生和主耶稣基督的一生，我们看到了很多一个可以对比的一个地方。
So let's now go back to Amos chapter 6.
让我们继续翻回阿摩斯书第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Let's now read from verse 1.
阿摩斯书让我们开始读第一节。
Amos chapter 6 from verse 1.
阿摩斯书第六章第一节。
Woe to those who are at ease in Zion, and to those who feel secure on the mountain of Samaria, the notable men of the first of the nations, to whom the house of Israel comes. Verse 2. Pass over to Calneh and see, and from there go to Hamath the Great, and go down to Gath of the Philistines. Are you better than these kingdoms, or is their territory greater than your territory? Or you who put far away the day of disaster and bring near the seat of violence. Verse 4. Woe to those who lie on beds of ivory and stretch themselves out on their couches and eat lambs from the flock and calves from the midst of the stall. Verse 5. Who sing idle songs to the song sound of the harp, and like David, invent for themselves instruments of music. Verse 6. Who drink wine in bowls and anoint themselves with the finest oils, but are not grieved over the affliction of Joseph. Now, please read.
阿摩斯书第六章第一节，第一节，那在锡安安逸，在撒玛利亚山安稳，为列国之首，具有名望，且为以色列家所归向的。 有祸了。第二节，你们要过到贾尼查看，从那里往哈马大城去，又下到非利士人的加特。你们比这些国更好吗？或是他们的疆界比你们的疆界广大呢？第三节，你们以为降祸的日子尚远，却使残暴的统治临近。第四节，那些躺卧在象牙床上的，赎身在榻上的。 吃群中的羔羊和棚里的牛犊。第五节，他们以琴瑟逍遥歌唱，为自己作曲，像大卫一样。第六节，以大碗喝酒，用上等油抹身，却不为约瑟所受的苦难忧伤。Having
gone over Joseph's story, now we can return to Amos, right?
那我们回顾了约瑟的故事，我们可以翻回阿摩斯书。The
situation of that time is actually very similar to our time.
在阿摩斯书那个年代，其实跟约瑟的年代其实可以相类似的。So,
the first issue of the people at that time was how they were at ease, right? Verse 1 says at ease.
在第一节有谈到说，他们是过了一个安逸安稳的一个日子。Even
though physically they were very secure and prosperous, but spiritually speaking, They were very idle and lukewarm.
虽然在物质生活上他们非常的兴旺, 非常的安稳自在, 可是在灵性上, 他们是闲散的, 他们是冷淡的。
And so sometimes we may also fall into a similar situation.
有时候我们也会变成这个样子。
We may also be like the Israelites who are lukewarm.
我们可能会跟阿摩斯书那个年代的以色列人一样, 做一个冷淡, 灵性上冷淡的人。
And spiritually just very complacent.
在灵性上闲散和冷淡。
Yeah. And then in verse 2, God also points out another one of their weaknesses.
在第二节,
He points out how they are very proud.
神提出了以色列人是如何的骄傲。
Right. Because God is telling them to go look at the cities and territories.
神要他们往别的地方去查看别的城池。
These cities had already been destroyed and conquered.
这些城池其实已经被占领了。
Right. By the Assyrians.
被叙利亚人所，亚述人所占领。
And so God wants them to compare, are they any better than those territories?
神要他们跟这些人比比, 他们有比这些国更好吗?
Right? The truth is that their life was also in danger.
可是实际上他们的生命其实是受到威胁的。
Right? So verse 3 says they put far off the day of doom.
第三节提到说, 降祸的日子, 他们以为尚远, 其实是...
Right, so they kept on procrastinating and just worrying about their own enjoyment and secular living.
所以他们只是, 将这些灾祸, 把头埋在沙堆里。
So sometimes we may be the same as well.
有时候我们会像这些以色列人一样。
We know Jesus is coming soon.
我们知道主耶稣即将再临。
We also know we can die at any time.
我们也知道我们可能随时会丧失我们的生命。
But even though we know that, we just procrastinate in our faith.
可是就算知道了这些事情，我们还是不断的在拖延。
Right, to just enjoy our own life and not care about our spirituality.
常常只顾着享受我们的生活，日常生活，而不去注重我们的灵性的成长。
So verse 4 through 5 talks about the type of luxurious living that they were so focused on.
所以第四节提到那时候以色列人所过的一个舒适。
They lie on beds of ivory.
他们躺卧在象牙床上。
I think we can all understand ivory is not easy to obtain.
我们知道象牙不管在什么时候其实是很稀有的。
And for them to be able to even make their bed out of ivory is definitely very extreme.
所以就算象牙如此稀有, 那时候以色列人可以拿象牙来当床。
And they were just lying on it, stretching out on it, very relaxed.
他们舒适地躺卧在这象牙床上。
And then they were eating of the lambs and the calves.
他们吃着羔羊和牛肚。
Right? Notice that it's lambs and calves, so they're young sheep and young cows.
这里的羔羊和牛肚其实是年纪幼小的羊和牛。
Meaning that the meat is more tender, right?
代表着这些羊和牛的肉其实是非常软嫩的。
It's more expensive because, it's typically more expensive.
代表这些肉其实是更为昂贵的。
But that's what they were enjoying on a daily basis.
可是这些以色列人就享受着这些舒适的生活。
And verse 5 talks about the type of entertainment they were immersed in.
第五节提到了以色列人那时候所享受的娱乐。
To just sing and keep on inventing musical instruments to entertain themselves.
他们发明了不同的乐器来逍遥歌唱。
Just like today, we may be very immersed and even addicted to entertainment.
就跟我们今天常常，如果常常会被不同的娱乐项目所吸引。
And just keep on coming up with new ways to entertain ourselves.
然后每天可能会有不同方式来娱乐我们自己。
Right, to buy this new game, watch this new show, etc., etc.
可能买新的电子游戏或者看新的连续剧。
Right, so this is something we must think about.
这些事情是我们要必须认真思考的。
Verse 6 then talks about how they drank wines from bowls.
第六节提到他们喝酒的时候是用大碗。
Right. It's not just a cup, but it actually is from bowls. So the quantity is a lot.
他们是用碗喝酒而不是用杯子喝酒，所以他们是大口大口的在喝酒。
And then they were also anointing themselves with the best ointments.
然后他们也用上等的油来抹身。
Right, this can be similar to today's different types of lotions or creams.
这跟现在的我们一些涂在身体上的乳霜可能是类似的意思。
Right, these are also very expensive. For ancient society, most people did not really, I think, use these type of things.
我们知道很多的化妆品其实非常的昂贵，而在古的时候，这种涂油膏并不是一件常见的事情。
But all of this was to describe the type of life they were living and what their focus was at that time.
所以这些提到的是当时以色列人一个生活的一个状况。
And then in contrast, God says, but they are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
在这边后来主提到说这些人却不为约瑟所受的苦难而忧伤。
So this is where we need to also pause and to think.
所以这是一个我们必须停下来思考的一个时候。
Right? We must, for the Israelites, they forgot about Joseph.
这些以色列人他们忘却了约瑟。
Right, they forgot that their life today was all because of Joseph who suffered so much for them.
他们忘记了他们以色列人之所以有这样优渥的生活是因为当初约瑟所受的一些苦难。
That Joseph went through all those afflictions to save Israel and allow them to prosper.
约瑟经过了不同长年的苦难，而使得以色列人得以兴旺。
Right. And in the same way, for us as Christians, we may also forget to grieve for Jesus Christ.
所以对我们基督徒来说，我们有时候也可能忘却了主耶稣基督所为我们所受的苦难。
That today, all the grace that we have, right, all the wonderful life that we have,is also because Jesus suffered for us.
我们基督徒今天所受的一些恩典和丰富的生活其实都是由主耶稣基督而来的。
So a life that truly is actively grieving for this would be very different.
所以这个生活要为苦难来忧伤其实是非常不同的。
It's just like if in your family you lost somebody.
就跟如果你在生活中你失掉了一些家庭成员
，or you're remembering somebody's life, one of the lives of your loved ones，
或者你纪念一些你亲爱至人的一些生命
，when we are grieving, it definitely would not be living like these people here, right？
所以当我们忧伤的时候其实我们不会过这种优渥的生活的。
You would not be at ease you will not be procrastinating. You will not be just immersed in how you can indulge yourself.
我们不会有拖延，不会过安逸的生活。
On the other hand, you would be remembering the one you lost.
相反的，我们反而会纪念我们失掉了。
You will do your best to see if there's anything he wanted you to do.
我们会尽我们所能来了解神要我们来做什么。
You would remember if there are any words, right, or wonderful virtues of the person who passed.
我们会记得，我们，过世的人，他们所拥有好的美德。
And any words that they had.
和他们所说的一些话语。
Right. And then we would try to go and live a life that was impacted by that person's afflictions.
我们也会纪念我们要过一个这些过世的人所对我们影响的一些生活。
So today, as Christians, we also should not forget what Jesus has done for us.
所以我们身为基督徒，我们不应该忘却主耶稣所受的苦难。
Next week, we have our spiritual convocation.
下个礼拜就是我们的灵恩会。
And actually, this is one of the very minimum things we can do to be reminded of what Jesus did for us.
这是我们所可以做最基本的一些事情。
To go and attend the spiritual convocation, of course, you can also participate online.
来参加灵恩会，尤其是能够在线上参加灵恩会。
Right. And also at the end, there will be Holy Communion too.
在灵恩会的末了，我们也有圣餐礼。
Even though maybe not all of us can be there in person to partake Jesus' flesh and blood.
所以虽然我们每一位或许没有办法同时在会堂里参加圣餐礼。
But just by being there and hearing the message, I think it will be very helpful for us to remember the afflictions of our Lord Jesus.
可是就算如此，就算我们只在线上聆听神的话语，其实就是领受主耶稣所为我们所受的苦难。
And then we need to live in a way that is worthy of what Jesus suffered for us.
而我们所过的一个生活也要能够彰显主耶稣为我们所做的牺牲。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
让我们来翻到以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
And let's read verse 1.
让我们来读以弗所书第四章第一节。
Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 1.
以弗所书第四章第一节。
I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called.
以弗所书第四章第一节，我为主做囚徒的，劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就要与你们所蒙的呼召相称。
As a Christian, we need to walk worthy of the calling that Jesus gave us.
身为基督徒，我们要与主耶稣所给我们的呼召来相称。
In other words, we have to constantly think, when Jesus died for us, you know, was it worth it for him?
我们要想想说，主耶稣为我们而死，我们值得的这个吗？
Right. So, you know, Jesus Christ is always looking at our life.
主耶稣基督一直在观察我们的生活。
You know, if we are also just lying down, stretched out on our luxurious beds.
所以我们只是在我们舒适的床上安逸的躺着的话。
Jesus, you know, will look at that, and then he's going to ask us, you know, is this what it means to be worthy of the gospel, you know, worthy of the calling?
主耶稣看到我们这样安适的躺着，他就会问我们说，我当初为你们所做的牺牲，这样值得吗？
Right. when he sees us procrastinating in our faith and then indulging in our fleshly lusts.
当主耶稣看到我们在灵性上拖延，在物质上生活，享受物质生活。
Right. Jesus will ask us, is this what I died for?
主耶稣会问，这就是我为你们死的一个目的吗？
Right. Of course, this then should bring us shame, right?
这会其实为我们带来一个羞耻。
Yeah, we must always remember what the Lord has done for us.
我们必须常常思想主耶稣为什么为我们而死。
Right. And to constantly grieve for that.
常常为这件事情来忧伤。
Keep his words in our heart and to continue to imitate him.
将主耶稣的话语放在我们心中，来学主耶稣的一个样式。
A couple years ago, I was in Mexico.
在几年前，我在墨西哥。
And at that time, we conducted the very first Holy Communion there.
那个时候，我们举办了当地第一次的圣餐礼。
During that Holy Communion, we could really feel God's Spirit moving us.
在那次圣餐礼中，我确实感受到了主的灵与我们同在。
Because I didn't even give the message yet.
我当时还没有开始做讲解。
We were just singing some hymns to prepare.
我们才刚开始唱赞美诗而已。
But during one of the hymns, all of us began to just shed tears.
可是就在我们唱赞美诗的时候，大家都开始掉泪了。
And I think the members there were thinking and were remembering what the Lord Jesus Christ did for them.
很显然的，信徒大家一同在唱赞美诗的时候，同时在思考主耶稣为我们所做的牺牲。
I think they were thinking about how when they first got to Mexico, they only focused on their business.
信徒可能想到说，他们当初刚来墨西哥的时候，他们如何开始他们的事业。
They only focused on it.
他们只专注在他们的事业上。
And they didn't worship, they didn't pray.
他们没有敬拜来向神来祷告。
But after God gave them some reminders,
当神给他们一些提醒,
then they started to gather together and started to worship.
他们才开始聚集在一起来敬拜神。
And then they eventually contacted us. They were able to contact us in the US.
那个时候他们才开始跟美国的教会来做接触。
So that the USGA could send workers there.
所以美国总会可以送一些圣工人员到那边。
And then step by step to that point in time when they could partake in the very first Holy Communion. In the country.
逐渐的，他们终于可以在当地来领受圣餐。
I believe this is what they were thinking of, and then moved by the love of Jesus.
我相信这是他们当初那个时候所想到的，所以他们因此来掉泪。
Right, and they were remembering what the Lord Jesus Christ had done for them.
他们思考了主耶稣为他们做了什么。
So thank God, their faith is a lot more stable now.
感谢神，他们的信仰现在变得更为坚固了。
And many of the families there also are keeping Sabbath day.
很多家庭也参加了安息日的聚会。
So, today, in America especially, we are in a very prosperous nation.
今天我们在美国是一个兴旺的国家。
And I often say that even the homeless here, right, actually they can be richer than some people in other countries.
我常常说，在美国就算是无家可归的人，他们在其他国家也是一个富有的人。
Of course, we should still help everyone though, right?
可是我们当然要常常要互相帮忙。
Yeah, but we really are in a wealthy nation.
我们确实是在一个富有的国家。
But But in all of that wealth and prosperity, it's really easy to live a very self-centered, self-absorbed life.
可是在这个富有充足的国家，我们有时候会过的一个自私的一个生活。
And then we just focus on luxuries and entertainment.
我们有时候会只专注在物质生活的富足上。
So God will ask us, but what about me?
所以神这个时候就会问，那我呢？
Right? Have you grieved for my afflictions? Have you grieved for what made your life possible?
你有为我的忧伤，患难而忧伤吗？你有为你生活如何而来而思念吗？
This past week in the J2 Spiritual Convocation, I taught about the book of Jonah.
在这一次的学生灵恩会，我提到了约拿书里的故事。
And we know the last chapter of Jonah is also a very similar message.
在约拿书最后一章也提到一个类似的故事。
Right. We know Jonah, he was out, outside of the city, and a plant grew overnight to give him shade.
在约拿书后最后一章，他提到了约拿在大城的城墙外。
And a plant grew overnight to give him shade.
约拿想要看他们是不是会受到神的一个报应。
不是，就是神让一只是蓖麻嘛，然后一夜就长出来哦，然后给他。To give him shade.
约拿在城外看到一个蓖麻，一个晚上就长成一个大树来遮荫。
Yeah, and then God also used a worm to eat it, and then it withered.
可是神又同时让了一只虫把这棵树啃了，所以在一天之内这棵树也枯干了。
And Jonah's reaction was, you know, it is better for me to die than to live.
约拿这个时候就说，为什么不让我死了算了。
And actually, this revealed how self-absorbed he was.
这里可以看出约拿是如何的一个自我中心。
God was trying to use this plant to let him know, how come you care so much about this plant, but you don't care about these 120,000 souls?
神用这些来提醒约拿说，为何你只注重你自己，而不去注重城里的其他一些生命？
So in the same way, let us not be in the same situation.
我们也要提醒我们不要变成约拿。
Let's also not be like the generation of Amos.
让我们也不要成为阿摩斯书那个年代的以色列人。
Let us live for Christ.
让我们为主耶稣而活。
Let us always grieve the afflictions of Joseph.
让我们持续的为主耶稣的患难而忧伤。
Because we are here today because what the Lord Jesus did for us.
因为我们今天能在这里，在这个地方，这个时间，都是因为主耶稣的恩典。
Let us freely and actively pay back that love.
让我们要主动的来
回报
主耶稣的圣功。
This concludes our evening message.
这是我们今天晚上的聚会。
Let's now kneel down and pray. Let's pray for our spiritual convocation.
让我们一起来跪下来祷告，来为下礼拜的灵恩会来祷告。
Let's pray together.
让我们一起